Hanukkah 5784 is a difficult holiday, difficult year, difficult time in Jewish history. The state of Israel is in war with Hamas in Gaza in the south, and Jewish soldiers are falling almost daily. And I don't know about you, but there's so much internal conflict and a struggle to celebrate, and feel the holiday in full. My brother pointed out to me a few times the important facts that relate to the Hanukkah story. The Jewish people were in a bad way at the end of the Second Temple. The Jewish government and infrastructure and people and participants, constituents and their political realities and their financial realities, everything was on its way down. Things were difficult. Things were a struggle. Life was not simple for the Jewish people then. And yet, God did something special, miraculous, a wink, a smile. And the rabbis go wild with this. Like they make a whole holiday. A holiday which commemorates this special moment, this good thing, this great idea. But what about all the difficulties? What about all the problems? What about all the assimilation? What about all the falling Jews? What about all the political animosity? Well, in life and in all situations, there's always different things that anyone could focus on. And if you notice, if you develop something or looking for an argument, right? You're in a tough spot. The key is the point of entry. Where can you create some little crack, some little opening in the argument? Where could you find some little small way to do something a little different, a little positive, a little something, right? And all the greatest revolutions began with one little idea, one little maneuver, one little moment. And if you can just find it and then widen it and break things open and fan those flames, you can create an entire revolution, right? And do something different and make something happen. And that's really what the rabbis are teaching us in the story of Hanukkah. Things are bad. They were bad. Things are bad now. They are bad. And yet, the rabbis teach us that the avoda, the challenge is to focus with all our energy and look carefully and try to find that sliver of light, that sliver of hope, that sliver of opportunity, and broaden it and use it and invest in it and build it. My esteemed father-in-law pointed out that the Egypt story is not that much different. The Jewish people left Egypt. maybe, but in truth, only 20% of the Jewish people left Egypt. We've spoken about it before here on this chat. 80% of the Jews never they died in Egypt. So, is the moment of Passover evening, is that a day of sadness or a day of joy? Well, there's a little sadness and a little joy. And Judaism says, focus on the joy. Focus, lean into it, right? Drill down in it, use it, try it on, keep it, stay with it, stick with it, fan it, amplify it, develop it, and it will take you places. You can color the more, you know, the reality more and more, and that's the avoda of Chanukah. So my heart is heavy. I'm sure your heart is heavy, but we can't lose this fight. We can't lose the fight of the Jewish spirit, the Jewish family, the Jewish community, the Jewish state, the Jewish people. May God smile upon us, shine His light upon us, and bring us happier and happier times. Happy Chanukah.